But you want insanity now, always. Seem to be governed by this love. That I know you can twist it. Now I'm not acknowledging. Now there is no sound. But we all live underground. Now, that is absolutely incredible because that is just voices, just voices. So I'm really pleased, and hopefully I'm joined on the line by Phil and Roy. I'm super excited to do this interview today. I'm speaking to Vardé, who are a multi-award-winning a cappella sensation. So are you there, guys?
We are indeed. Hey. We are indeed.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Oh, great. So you even talk in harmony.
Hey, that's 10 years of marriage for you.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm speaking to Phil and Roy, and we would be joined by another member of the band.
JJ might be joining us indeed. He might be joining us. He's currently on the road as we speak.
So yesterday I played out Christmas Wish, beautiful song, and it's something really different as well for Christmas. Before we talk about that, how did all you guys get together, and what were you doing before Vardé?
Roy, why don't you take us away?
Well, actually, I thought Phil was going to start. So Phil was actually our founding member, and we met probably 9 years ago now.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So we were all part of like our church scene. We are Seventh-day Adventist Christians.
Yeah.
And we come from a very sort of gospel background, and I think we were all in a big gospel melting pot, and I guess our parts led to each other in 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got together in 2013 and took a year out because we all didn't know each other.
Mm.
And I think we felt it important that, you know, our relationship with each other had to be, you know, solidified before we, you know, we started singing together and doing this music. So we didn't actually start singing live together until, I think, mid-2014.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was February, no, March 2014. Yeah, February, March 2014 was something around there.
You're award winning. You went on to TV.
Yes,
we did.
Which was very tell us about fun. It.
Prior to that, which people don't know, we went on Britain's Got Talent. But that was a very turbulent experience, let's say that. But that was great. It was great. And then 6 months later, we went on to sing Ultimate Acapella, which we had a lot of fun. It was a combination of loads of acapella groups across the country. And they were all amazing. But we managed to grab the prize at the end. And yeah, the rest was history after that. I think that particular process really showed us how to work on our feet, because we had never incorporated beatbox into our music.
Yeah.
Like that up until that moment. And we hadn't, as they say, secular. We weren't singing anything different than gospel at the time. And then, you know, we broadened our horizons on certain things, and that show really brought in the songwriting chops, the arranging chops on everyone, especially our beatboxer and first tenor Jermaine.
The song you played was one of the first arrangements we did, you know, as we were coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a bit of Jamiroquai. Can't beat it.
It's incredible, isn't it? Yeah.
When you were growing up, what music influenced you, and what singers individually for both of you were you like, that's my hero, vocal wise?
Wow. So for me, Philip, I would say that my vocal heroes growing up were Take Six, group wise, Boyz II Men, of course. Mm. Those were the two groups that I was listening to. And you can pretty much hear that in our music.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from solo wise, I would say Wanya Morris from Boyz II Men, of course, Mark Cable from Take Six, Smokin' Awful, who's a gospel singer. Tone, who was a gospel singer at the time, and Commission, things like that. So they all, it was spanning Usher, of course, Michael Jackson, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty much solidly those on my end. I'll let Roy come in.
Yeah, mine was similar. Again, gospel roots. I think Boyz II Men is probably the most idyllic group to really liken ourselves to. Michael Jackson was probably my biggest influence growing up. But it's a very different, it's like being asked your favorite song, this question.
Yeah.
But you never know, like when someone asks you what's your favorite song, I'm like, oh, I have to think about that one.
Yeah definitely. Now, yeah. You guys put together vocal arrangements, so are you, for just explain it to people out there, because this is different from being in a band. There's nowhere to hide. Sure. You can't have a guitar solo coming in somewhere. So are you all sight readers, or do you have to do this by feel? How does it work when you want to do an arrangement of something?
How it works, Phil's actually our main arranger, and what he does is we get a piece of music and he sort of listens to, so it works differently. So when we do our stuff on TikTok, for example, Phil will take the original song, how it's done, and then listen to it, and then he'll come up with his chords. And what he then does is send the parts out to us, and then we learn the parts. But with sight reading, we all sort of partially sight read, don't we?
Yes.
But that's more for when we do sort of professional music gigs and that sort of thing. But for our TikTok arrangements, Phil's probably the main arranger and the one who brings together the magic that you hear on TikTok.
He's the one that shouts.
He's a chief whip.
Yeah. Have you got perfect pitch? So if somebody said to you, sing a C, you can just sing it.
Unfortunately, I don't have those Jacob Collier type powers.
I was gonna say.
But hopefully I can develop relative pitch, you know. I know that's definitely possible. So
yeah, he's great. Jacob's great, isn't he? And he's been doing quite I think he's only about 10 as well, gets on my nerves.
Incredibly, Jacob started out the same time we actually started the group. So we've all kind of watched each other's journeys.
I don't think he knows that we're British.
I don't think he does,
A lot of people think that we're American, so they don't necessarily, like, British folk won't necessarily know who we are, but we're trying to make a change of that. But the Americans, they definitely know who we are.
A little random question here. Who's the best female singer of all time, and which one would you have liked to sung with, Kristen?
Wow, that's a brilliant question. I would have to say Whitney Houston and Kim Burrell for me. Yeah, Kim Burrell or Whitney Houston. Then I'll say Leila Hathaway as well. And then obviously, of course, Beyonce. Yes. If I'm honest, Beyonce, I can't pick. Can I pick three?
Can you
I
can,
pick
you cheap? Can, yeah.
Yeah? Then it will be those three. It'll be Beyonce, Whitney Houston and Kim Burrell.
Brilliant voices, amazing voices, especially Whitney Houston. I don't know if she used to do that. You could see the side of her neck and the control she had over her voice. It's just phenomenal. I don't know how she did it. Really don't. Now, we just talked about, you mentioned about TikTok, and I wanted to just to chat to you about that, because I discovered you on TikTok and I was like, wow, who are these guys? This is amazing. I think it's a great place for music, TikTok, by the way. If you're not on TikTok and you're a musician, you need to be. But what you guys do as well, which is really good, you give other people the chance to sing with you. So you put on your music without the lead vocal and then other people can join in with you.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
I tell you what, it was a struggle to get on TikTok. I think at some point we thought we were too old for TikTok.
I'm not gonna lie.
And I think back in those times, TikTok was more about the dancing, wasn't it?
Getting
videos and dancing to it. And then Philip came up with a brilliant idea of, you know, why don't we do arrangements, put them on TikTok, and that way people can duet the videos the same way they do when dancing along to videos. And I tell you what, it worked a treat.
It has. I've seen loads of them. They are absolutely fantastic. And you don't have to be in the same place. You actually record separately. And then is it yourself, Phil, that will mix everything together?
Yes, indeed, I do. Which is, it's so convenient, because everyone used to come to my house to record their parts way back when. And then, you know, we kind of upgraded and everyone starts recording at their own houses. So what I would normally do, I would make the arrangement and then pan everyone, like, you know, Roy's part to the left and then everyone else to the right, so they know how to blend as well as know the actual part. And then they would send it back to me and then I'll mix it and master it and then put the video together. Well, I wouldn't master it, I'll just mix it, like a brief mix, and then, you know, put it out on TikTok, and, you know, everyone does their magic. I'll be honest, it's one thing for us to be able to put harmony out there and for people to really hear it and to enjoy it, but I think the magic starts when everyone else starts to put their vocals, like yourself. Yeah. JJ is actually saying he's trying to get in.
Oh, is he? Oh, JJ, where are you? Oh, I can see him there. Oh, it's like I've locked the door on you. There he goes.
Come in, enter.
Come in, JJ. Are you there? Over and out. I'm going to ask you this next question. I know faith is really important to you guys, and I've asked this question to a few musicians over this last year, and it is about when you get inspiration to write original music, when you're writing your own stuff. Do you feel ever that songs come through you spiritually. They are your songs, but they seem to come from somewhere else.
Indeed. Indeed. Roy and Jermaine are the songwriters of the group. I try and add my magic wherever I can. Songwriting-wise, I'm the baby, so I don't necessarily... I'm trying to learn from them.
Yeah.
Of course, I think... You know, I'll let Roy actually go in on that one.
No, I mean, you're right. Everything is inspiration. So, you know, when you talk about spiritual experience, like when you're writing songs a lot of the time, it's because you've been inspired by something or someone. And I think, you know, that definitely resonates through your songs and how you interpret the music that you're writing. And you know, I think as a songwriter, you always hope that people can then resonate with what you've written and sung and hopefully, you know, have the same kind of experience.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
is JJ there? Can he hear us?
Loud and clear.
Hey! He said hi, JJ. JJ, do you want to come in on that question? I was asking some about sort of songwriting or when you get music inspiration, do you feel get sort of inspiration from elsewhere? It's a gift.
Yes. Like Roy was saying, because of where we come from, you know, being at church, you grow up listening to hymns and certain passages of music that inspire you, you know, the chords and stuff. That, you know, music is all related and it's quite universal. And sometimes you get inspired from music that you grew up listening to, as well as people like in the industry, like Boyz II Men and Take Six and all that. And they give you an inspiration of how the music is going to sound. And then life experiences sometimes give you the lyrics and the message that you want to put into the song. So I feel that's how we have gone into our songwriting, especially with the music that we've released and the music that will be coming out next year.
Now, it is coming up to nearly Christmas. And before we talk about your fantastic track called Christmas Wish, two quick Christmas questions. It's nearly Christmas. What do you not want for Christmas?
Wow. No more socks, please.
I'm losing my socks, to be fair. So more socks for me.
No more socks. And underwear.
And what is your wish for Christmas? What does Christmas mean to you guys?
A family and peace.
Mm.
It's time.
And a time for giving as well.
Yeah.
We know, especially now, there's a lot of people struggling out there, given... state of the economy and everything, and I think Christmas really is not just a time for receiving but a time for really giving.
That's right.
And thinking of those that are going without this Christmas or who are not with their family members.
Indeed. Yeah.
Now, your latest release, which I played yesterday, and it is gorgeous, it's called Christmas Wish, and it was written by Sean Stockman of the Incredible Boyz II Men, and Eric, is it Blue Tooth Griggs, have I said that correctly?
Yes,
Master Eric Blue. Yeah.
So how did that collaboration, how did that all come together?
TikTok.
Yay.
TikTok, yeah. So the guy spotted us, Eric Bluetooth Griggs, who works very closely with Dr. Dre, who I'm sure probably a lot of your listeners are quite familiar with.
Yep.
He spotted us on TikTok after, I think, someone he knew did one of our duets. And that's how we got in touch. I then met a man called Aaron Cassidy Stewart a couple of months ago, who's Eric's manager, and literally he made the introduction, only to find out that Eric was very close to Sean Stockman, and he suggested that, you know, they write a song and that, you know, we provide the harmonies that we normally do on TikTok. Mm. And that's how the magic happened.
Wow. And this has been out, it's not been out that long, and it is, as I said to you earlier, it's nice to have a Christmas song that isn't like the, you know, you get some really bad Christmas songs and people release stuff and you go, oh no, this is beautiful. You must be really pleased with it.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's a privilege. I think we've spoken countless amount of times saying, you know, Boyz II Men is one of our biggest inspirations. So it's not every day that you get the honour and privilege of having, you know, someone you've always looked up to write a song for you, especially for Christmas. Mm-hmm. What a gift that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you were saying about plans for next year. JJ. Sorry. JJ's back. Go on, JJ.
No, I just wanted to say that it resonated with us a lot because, like you're saying, with Christmas, the biggest temptation is to just do a Christmas carol that mm-hmm. is popular and cliche. And this really just resonated with us because it was R&B, love, relationships, and Christmas. And that is what Christmas is to young men like us, being close with the people that we love and that we're in a relationship with. Mm. And so, yeah, I think it just hit the right kind of vibe for us, and we're just so excited to be on it.
And JJ, are you the bass of the band or the a cappella group?
Yes, you did catch me.
I thought you were. It's the tone, you see, and sometimes when you speak to people, you don't often hear their vocals. You know what I mean, don't you? But you can hear it with JJ. You got that tone. Should get you to do a voiceover for me. It's very nice. So what are the plans going to be for next year, lads? What are you going to be up to? Are you putting out EPs or albums, or are you going to be doing a tour?
Yeah, so next year it's going to be a case where we're planning to do an EP. Logistically, we're still trying to sort out things and get things sorted, but the plan is for an EP and hopefully for a tour in the summer. If not, we'll be looking towards capitalizing on the EP in other sorts of ways. But we do have some special things coming up in terms of pop-ups and things like that. We haven't necessarily announced it yet, but we're planning to do some type of pop-ups where people get to sing with us live in the flesh and things like that over the span of the year, should we get things sorted. So yeah, people should look out for that for sure.
Excellent. And you can find the guys all over socials. It's VADE. It is pronounced, and I'm glad that Tracy said it this morning, because I would have got it totally wrong. It's Vade is how you present.
Yeah.
I'm rubbish. I'm absolutely rubbish. So I'm glad she told me this morning before I spoke to you. Otherwise, that could have been a very bad thing to say. So did you go and check?
No. We're used to being called Vade.
Yeah. Sure, there we go. So do go and check the guys out online, and you can check them out on YouTube. They're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook as well. And this track is out for download. And if you're very kind at Christmas, you can buy tracks as well. I always say to people, independent music is fantastic, but Spotify, you know what Spotify is like. You've got to have a lot of plays, and you still only make 2 pence. So if you want to hear independent, fantastic music for a cup of coffee, support musicians. Otherwise, it'll only be music for the rich. We don't want that, do we?
No, not at all.
We want music for everyone.
Yes,
music for everyone. That's right.
Exactly. So, guys, do you want to introduce your fantastic song, because it's going to come up next? Thanks very much to all three of you for chatting to me, Phil, Roy, and JJ from Vade.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. We are Vade, and this is our new single, Christmas Wish, featuring Sean Stockman of Boyz II Men and Eric Bluetooth Griggs. As we won't forget. Tonight will be one more memory. Good luck is so. Is it underneath the mistletoe? I'll kiss you nice and slow. I'ma hold you tight and won't let go. Lay by the fireplace. So beautiful the way it lights your face. Baby, you're the only gift I need. 'Cause you're the Christmas wish come true.